بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. وجاء في رواية: كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه. اللهم صل على محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما. Respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made us Muslim and He has given us the great ni'mah of iman and the great ni'mah of being ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are Muslims, but we don't truly understand what that means. We are Muslims, but we don't know really its value. How precious gift is this? So inshallah, I will talk about some features, some special qualities of Islam that will show the clarity and insight and basira, and we will know the Islam with all clarity. Because if someone asks us, any non-Muslim, about these specialities of Islam, we have to ask ourselves first, what is the answer? What is the speciality of Islam? A non-Muslim asks, why should I accept the Islam? So we have to know. So first thing is that Islam is preserved religion. Islam is protected. Nothing change have been happened. Islam is based on Quran and Hadith. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about the Quran, in the Quran, that Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. We have sent down this reminder, means this Quran, and we are going to protect it. So Allah has promised to protect the Quran, and scholars have described that this promise includes both protection of the words of the Quran and its meaning. Words of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected through writing, through memorization of the Quran by the men and the women and the children and the countless people in every time, generation after the generation, through mass transmission, through tawatur. Tawatur means to transmit something in a way, in a manner, that a huge number of people has transmitted something in every age, in every time, generation after the generation, that no one can deny it. The huge number of people are saying about something in every time, no one will deny it. Oh, okay. This must be true. So with different ways, with many ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected the Quran. Also, the meaning of the Quran through ahadith. And ahadith also are protected and preserved through the narrators, through the chain of the narrators, with the reliable, trustworthy people and trustworthy, reliable sources. Because narrators of the ahadith, all record exist about them. How are they? How kind of characteristics they have? Because we are relying on them, they are conveying the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of us. They are saying about the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to rely. So we have to know about them. They are reliable or not. So everyone's history is saved, recorded, that how that person was. So the words of Quran and the meanings of Quran are preserved. And this thing is not in other religions. No one can claim it. No one is claiming that their holy book or their teachings of their religion are saved or protected or this or that. So this is the distinguished feature and the special quality of Islam, that it is preserved. And the second thing is that Islam is easy. Islam facilitates its followers. Islam gives comfort to its followers in their ahkam. We are ordered to perform salah. What if we are not able to pray salah standing? Islam give comfort, facilitate that we can pray salah sitting. If we are not able to pray salah sitting, we can pray salah while laying down using the gestures, isharat. Also with the fasting, if someone is sick, he can't fast. Islam allows him to fast it later. So there are many things that Islam facilitates. Islam makes things easy for its followers. And also one thing is that Islam is moderate. There is no ifrat and tafreed. There is balancing. In other religions in the past, or in Christianity, in Judaism, some orders are very extreme, that if a cloth is dirty, what we do, what Islam teaches us, just wash it, it will be clean and purified. But in that religion, they have to cut it, they can't use it. Likewise, about the charity. In other religion, before time, if someone wants to give charity, if someone wants to donate something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so whatever he wanted to donate or give charity, he used to put that thing on the mountains. And a fire comes from the skies and eat it. If fire comes from the skies and eat it, it means that donation and that charity was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a fire does not come, does not eat, it means it was not accepted. Here is the two things. They are giving charity, no one is benefiting. No benefit for the others. In Islam, we are giving charity and the needy people and the poor people are benefiting. And the second thing is that we are giving charity, other doesn't know, don't know about us that his charity was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. But about that, the person put that charity on the mountain, fire did not come, oh, this man, his charity was not accepted. How it would be if this thing with us, this is the bad person, his charity is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the beauty of Islam. So Islam is the moderate religion. And also many teachings are very simple. If someone want to accept Islam, unlike other religions, complicated. There are many things complicated. You have to do this, you have to do that, and you have to believe this, you have to believe that. Very simple. Tawheed, oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except just say few words and you will be Muslim, inshallah. Say the words of Kalima, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. You are Muslim now. Very simple. And also, one of the feature and the special quality of the Islam is perfect. Islam is complete religion. Islam is universal religion. It is for all. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. We have sent you as a messenger for all mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. It is for everyone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Today I have perfected your deen. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have completed your ni'mah, my ni'mah, ni'mati. I have completed my ni'mah, ni'mah of this deen, this religion. I have completed. And I pleased with the Islam as a religion and deen. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The deen and the religion to follow, to accept is only Islam. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be accepted. Other religions are not accepted. Even when Isa alayhi salam will come, he will follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will come as a ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this deen is universal for everyone. Other religions, for some tribe, for some time, for some nation, not for the others. But at the same time, there are many messengers and prophets at the same time. But Islam is for all, till the day of judgment, till the qiyamah. So this is the feature of Islam. And it is comprehensive, jami'. We can find guidance for everything. In every way of our life, we have guidance, unlike other religions. No matter it is about the beliefs and the faith, no matter it is about the social life, it is about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the rights of ibadullah, huququl ibad, huququllah. It's about everything, about characteristics, about manners, how to live the life, how to improve ourselves, our manners, what characteristics we should have, everything, how to wake up, how to sleep,
how to eat, how to drink, how to marry, how to deal with others, how to buy, how to sell, everything. We have guidance for everything. This is the beauty of Islam. Here is a question comes in the mind that when Islam has many qualities, Islam is the best. Islam has these special features. That why everyone is not Muslim? Why some people deny the Islam, reject the Islam? Why? First thing is that, for its answer, today also, Islam is the fastest growing religion. And it will be. Islam ki fitrat mein khudrat ne lachak di hai. Utna hi ye ubharega jitna ke dabaoge. Islam's nature is very unique. The more you try to destroy it, the more it will grow. Islam ki fitrat mein khudrat ne lachak di hai. Utna hi ye ubharega jitna ke dabaoge. So, first thing is that Islam is the fastest growing religion. And the second thing, Islam teaches morality. Islam teaches discipline in our life. Islam teaches and asks believers, ask the human being to be good. And stop from desires. Stops from evil. And many people want that no pressure, no boundaries, no limits. If a person wants to have good qualities, if a person, an individual, wants discipline in his life, if a person wants morality, modesty, good qualities, good manners in his life, there must be some boundaries, there must be some limits. And we see this thing in the worldly affairs, we see these things in legal matters, that there are some limitations, there are some boundaries. Otherwise, you know, corruption will be there everywhere. So there must be limits. So Islam has set some boundaries regarding characteristics. It has teachings about beliefs. You have to do this, you have to stop this, you can do this, you can't do that. So Islam has some boundaries. That is why some people are rejecting. Other than that, Islam is the best religion. So my respected brothers, we have to listen to Mufti Sahab also. So inshallah, with these few words, I will conclude my talk. So my respected brothers, we have to ponder, we have to think, we have to read, we have to study about the special qualities of Islam, about the key features of Islam. Why? So that we are Muslims, we will feel that, and we can truly say that we are Muslim. We can proudly say that we are Muslims. And all clarity will come in our heart. All insight and basira will come in our heart. And we will see the Islam better that we used to see before. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and to act upon what is said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give real understanding of Quran and Hadith. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.